Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. This is the show. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. You can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And so you could dial 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open up those phone lines after the first break. First of all, I am on News for the Soul at 4 o'clock today at Eastern Standard Time. So if you don't get to call in today, I am a frequent guest. Actually, Nicole asked me to be a regular. So on Mondays at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I will be on News for the Soul. And that is hosted by Nicole Whitney. So if you look up www, News for the Soul, you'll get the call-in number. And you could ask the questions because we do talk a bit, and then we open up the phone lines to do readings. And so, again, I'll be a frequent guest, including this afternoon. We also have the next series coming up. I've been guided the whole through the year, throughout the whole year of 2012, to do a series, three series of different classes. We did the first one. It was about the energy body, building up the energy body, and now we have the next one coming up in March, and this is all about building and opening up your intuition, and that is going to be starting on Tuesday, March 13th. And so if you sign up for all three classes, it's only $33 a class, so it's $11 a class. If you sign up for one class, it's $15, but we're also doing a special that if you sign up for all three of them, you get a bonus MP3 that's worth $25, so it's really like getting the class and only paying $8 for the whole series. So, and if you aren't able to be in attendance at 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, remember, everyone gets an MP3. You get the class work, the paperwork, the printouts, and the attunements, and so you don't miss anything except for being there physically. But as we know, you don't have to be there physically to energetically pick up on that. So the first class we're going to be talking about is opening, activating your intuitive portals. And this is where we're going to be discussing the light body or a luminous body and the trillions of packets of information that are in our light body. And we're going to activate it and open them and download useful information because we're going to learn how to cut through mind chatter and the collective unconscious information and the emotions that we can tap into, and it can interfere with our intuition. So I'm going to give you tips, tools, and techniques to be able to cut through that. And so we're going to be being able to give you like a roadmap for you to bypass those things so you could trust your intuition more, because intuition is not a gift given by a special few. It's a part of the way we're evolving. It's part of all of us are wired to be in the energetic intuitive beings. And so this is how to step into that that energy. And the second class, we're going to get a little bit deeper, and it's called Navigating the Pathways. And there's literally different locations, trajectories around the energy field that have celestial trajectories and doorways. So you could think of it in portals. And there's also one that can have lower energy, or you could tap into the energy of the collective unconscious subconscious. So I'm going to be giving you a roadmap of how to stay out of the collective unconscious subconscious or those ones that could be lower energy, and to be able to how to get into the celestial doorways. So that's the second class. And the third class, we're reconnecting with our divine nature. And so it's really learning, and we're talking about how this is all about straddling the worlds, to be in this world but not of the chaos, of the separation, of the duality. And then we're going to talk about, again, being, we're multidimensional beings living in a multidimensional universe. And what does that exactly mean? We've been throwing that word around for eons now, but we're going to really get down and make it simple, because a lot of people get very confused. And so I like to keep things simple. And then we're going to be integrating the techniques and activations so you can see and perceive energy. And we're going to talk about getting into the celestial worlds, what could be there as far as the sacred animals, the light beings, the geometric figures. And we really understand and further give you the foundation of the saying, as above, so below, getting the whole picture. And so those are the three classes starting on March 13th, and then Tuesday, March 20th, and then Tuesday, March 27th. It's three Tuesdays in a row, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, if you're not able to go and sign up or listen to it, you can get the information afterwards. I am going to be doing a class the Tuesday before, and it's called How to Become More Intuitive. I've done this class or a version of this class before over the last couple of years, and so it could either be a good review for you, because when we go and do the series, I'm going to be talking about the five clairs as far as clairvoyant, clairaudient, empathic. And so if you haven't heard those words before, it'd be a good time to review them. And then also we're getting into the energetic look at everything, because there's an energetic solution to everything. And we're just going to go over something. So if you've done a class similar to that, I'll be reviewing the information, but also updating, because everything is constantly getting updated, because as we evolve, which this is all of our life purpose, is to continue to evolve and get out of that lower frequency energy to really step in and embody being the angel, having a human experience. And so information can get revised, and so we have a deeper look at things. So that class will be before the Tuesday before the whole series start, and that class is only $7. So again, it's a good review. It's not mandatory that you take it to do the series, and that's what's coming up as far as the series part. Also, Benny and I were just talking about, he asked if I saw the Oscars, and I didn't get to see it, but he said to me, told me that the artist won, and that it's a picture with no words, and I thought it was really fascinating, or it's everything just is amazing to me, because there's always, the movie theater, Hollywood, gives us a good direction as far as where we're going collectively, unconsciously and unconsciously. And having a movie that wins Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor, and it has a silent movie with no words, where I believe Benny said that they haven't had that in 100 years or something like that, it's a strong message that there's so much communication that's going on that's not nonverbal. So when I read the energy patterns, I see the physical body in our physical communication is 0.01% of the communication that's going on. And they have science showing that our verbal communication, our body language is 85% of our communication. So there's science is proving this, that there's so much conversation, communion, it's a conversation that's happening. And as we learn to tap out of the, learn to read the nonverbal communication and tap into it, we understand much things at a much wholer level, holistic, full, like a big circle to me, coming down to that oneness. And so I saw that whole winning, the artist winning the awards, to me is a huge reflection in showing the shift that's happening right now, in that people are evolving out of the duality and evolving way beyond this black and white, my way, highway kind of energy. We could simply say we're going beyond the veil, folks, and the more we're going beyond the veil, the more we're able to tap into, again, the energy that's around us, through us, and the more we live like that, and literally every day, not just every once in a while, every day embody that energy and see the world, feel the world as an open being through that, learning that nonverbal language, the more we feel empowered, the more we feel like we're directing our energy instead of feeling like life is directing us. It's like energetically putting ourselves in the driver's seat and working with the energies. It's not about control. It's literally having a partnership, a sacred partnership with the divine, with the universal energy, with Earth, and really open up our sacred communication with Mother Earth and see ourselves as in a sacred partnership living on this physical dimension, and also realizing that everything is energy, meaning that there's a non-physical component too. So I thought it was really interesting that the artist won. So hooray for the artist, and hooray for us as we go on beyond the verbal communication. So and I also want to talk about this theme, because we have March coming up, and everyone, especially my clients that I'm working with, everyone's talking about the energy shifts that are happening. 2012, the big year that they've had movies about forever, about what's going to happen in 2012, December 21st in particular, 2012. And the energy shifts that are happening way before December. So the more we realize that, to keep it simple, there's energy coming down that looks like rain to me. And in this rain, when I look at it, it looks like tubes that have different codes in it or different signatures, different vibrations. And the more we work with those codes, the more we bring in those energies, and it's like a great big comb going through our energetic hair, getting our snarls out. The more we get the snarls out, the more we're balanced, the more we're balanced, the more we can ground, the more we can ground, the more we heal. The more we heal, the more we, again, look at things much more different. It's like taking a looking at the earth, and much like I call it like the multidimensional eyes, or you see things on all different levels. And so this energy is going to continue. And in March in particular, there's a lot of people are noticing. I live in Connecticut, and we've had such a different winter. experiencing the weather that's 50 degrees, and we've only had two major snowstorms. And so everything's, again, a reflection that there's major change going on. And as we work with the change and be able to work with the balancing that the Earth is doing, because obviously Mother Earth is doing her own rebalancing, as we take in the energy shifts that are happening and really be able to clear out our blocks, and we have the ability to get to blocks that have been, we've been holding for eons. And my guide said this starting last year, the fall of last year, that we have the ability to get to what they call ancient blocks or artifacts. And so those are things that have been ingrained or woven in our energy field that has helped us go through our karma or do our karma or be able to collectively, it was the veil that was created to have us feel separated from God's source creator. And when we pierce through the veil, we literally see things differently. It's like we get turned inside out, the way I see it. It's like we unzip from being in duality. And when we unzip and open ourselves and get wider and wider and wider, we see, feel, sense, and interpret everything different. And again, we are much more empowered. So I'm excited about the shifts that are happening, and I invite you to look and feel and relate to the Earth a lot differently. So that's a little tip of the day. See, everything is energy, and there's an energetic solution to everything. And this is more about going deep within yourself instead of looking outside of yourself for definition. When you start looking in, everything changes. So we got a lot of work going in as far as different tools and techniques that are going to be, I'm going to do all throughout the year. So again, the series, the 2012 Survival Guide for 2012, it's fun. I'm excited about it. So it's all new information. It's updated continuously. And so I'm excited to bring that to you all. The information will be up on the website. And especially that we are bringing in the specials of the month for August. March. So we're going to our first break. We're opening up those phone lines, and we'd like to hear from you. You listen to The Carol O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm with you, as Kara O'Connor, with open phone lines to the top of the hour. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we have the open lines to the top of the hour. And speaking of that, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Would love to do that. Let's start things off with Cameron. She's calling in from Seattle. She's moving to Vienna really soon, but and I believe for school relations or for education and relations. She's seeing if there's any possibility of a grant or anything waiting for her in that nature. So let's see what's up. Cameron, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. I was just wondering if my guides had any messages for me about grants, because I'm going to school in Vienna, and I start there, like, in a week. Mm-hmm. So, well, I'm moving in a week and start in, like, 2 weeks. And so I'm just wondering if it's necessary to, like, apply for a couple grants before I leave, or if you see me getting them later on, or, like, and also what organizations I should try applying for.
I would definitely start doing it now, because what you're doing is opening up the box. And at first it seemed like it's going to be kind of like a both thing, Cameron, where you're doing some investigating. Whenever I see fingers walking over, it used to be yellow pages, but now it's the computer, where you investigate and see what information is out there. But I also see when you're physically there, because this goes into that box energy, that you can find out through people that that's hidden. Like, they wait until somebody's there, then they say, oh, by the way, we don't let this go to everybody, but now that you made the trip out here and da-da-da, that there's hidden monies that, again, seemed all boxed off, and it could literally be from people that have gone to the school and that they're private donation kind of people, right? And so it's like you're going to be doing a little bit of both things. So, but the biggest thing too, Cameron, is open the energetic doors here. And I saw my ex-sister-in-law was explaining to my daughter that there's grants for everything, including children who has fathers that are balding, and there's like $200. I mean, it's kind of it's unbelievable, the money that's available that is way outside of the box. So again, when I'm seeing the box, just go onto the internet and really broaden your base, and just do it quickly, just like kind of scan and see those things that resonate with you. But the biggest message is go outside of the box. Like, don't you could go to the you know, the typical places that you look at, but this is where you the bald one I would have never thought of. You know what I mean? And, and there's literally books, like the how-to dummy books that show you how to get into grants that you might not have thought about. And there, it does take perseverance. And again, I'm seeing you pulling in from all different directions. So it's important for you to stay energetically wide and not think, okay, this is the place that's going to do it. I do see that there's some building that looks like it has something to do with, I live next to Pfizer, and it's that drug company, so it could have be something that's a big establishment that donates money to the school, that it could have drug or some sort of that kind of feeling to it. Or it could even be natural stuff as far as herbs, that kind of company. And it's like a tax write-off for them, and it's beneficial for you. So if you could get the, again, that dummy book as and go through and see what resonates with you, because from what I believe, they even have websites, and I just am watching your fingers quickly going through and say, yes, this applies, this doesn't, yes, applies, it doesn't. But it's not the biggest thing I'd also see happening was when you get there, it's like you join this secret society almost symbolically, and you're able to find out about people that have money waiting for people that come because they got there, but it seems like it's all closed off until you physically get there. Okay?
Okay, thank you. And then also one more thing I was wondering is just lately, like, I've been having trouble being motivated.
Yeah, that's the theme.
I'm so close to going to school there, and it's mm-hmm. kind of a bad time to lose, like, motivation right now.
Well, that's, Cameron, that's what I keep on talking about, and this is like year 13 as far as recognizing ourselves as energetic beings, doing an energetic attunement or alignment, or really getting yourself into a habit and starting simple where you write a post-its and a list. And so that helps with motivation. It's having the discipline to even put in a bubble around yourself, because what we're doing, as I talked to earlier about the rain that's coming down, it's people that are not doing and clearing off their energy body. It's literally like not taking a shower, brushing your teeth, and washing ourselves, because we are energy. And so doing techniques that resonate with you, it helps us clear out the non-motivation thing, because part of that is just when we're birthing and doing something new, we go through this like a unconscious saboteur where all of a sudden we could feel, again, like that non-motivated energy. But also a lot of people are feeling that right now. They're feeling very tired. They're feeling very logy. And when I look at a lot of people's energy field, their emotional body looks like it's swamped with this excessive emotional energy, and half of it's not even theirs. And so that goes back to consolidating our energy, making sure we have a good technique that we incorporate morning through the night, and at least AM and PM. And if you feel yourself getting bombarded, do it during the day too. And fire is a really good element to work with. So if you could literally be around a candle or a fireplace and bring that fire, it's passion, it's excitement, it's it helps burn through the excessive water that's around. So you could absolutely work with the element of fire. And so, and feel that fire going right into your third chakra, right into the belly, and just light up and just feel it literally inside of you, and go into all the energy centers, bringing the fire and the passion, the excitement, and that will, again, help burn off any kind of that logy kind of energy. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Okay,
have a great
so
day. And congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Cameron, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We'll take now Maureen. She's calling in from Tacoma. She's looking for a little relationship, I guess, partners, so to speak. So, Maureen, welcome to the show. What's up?
Thank you so much for having me on, Carrie. I appreciate your work, and thank you, Betty, for your work.
Thank you. So what's going on, Maureen?
Well, I would love to have this kind of happen in my life now. I'm at a point where everything's kind of falling together, my work, my creative work, and things are happening, but in terms of relationship, not happening.
Well, what I'm looking at is that we all have corners of our life that we could work in, where some people can have relationships. I was just working with a client last week that her relationship department, it's almost like she has this this perfume that she attracts guys from everywhere, and it's never been an issue with her to have guys, but she has issues with having a job, you know what I mean? So we all come here with certain things that we come in to work with that goes back to our generational patterns or karma. And so you said a key thing, that everything else in your life has fallen into place, and so now you're energetically facing head-on the relationship department corner, is what I see it, like the corner of life, and you're opening up the heart, and what I see in the left side of your heart chakra is clearing out any past fear, especially through the months of March, over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, of any kind of things that have to do with, again, past pain, heartache, and it's not only in this incarnation, it's other incarnations. You're literally clearing your heart signature, is what I call it, and clearing out, in particular, any kind of doubt or worse fear, how would if I never have a relationship, right? And really start through the month of March, embodying it as if you were write down those things that you want of partner. If you want a good sense of humor, sense of security, stability, fun, all that stuff, then do it yourself, because what you're doing is literally opening the doors and bringing that partnership in. And I do see somebody coming in for you, and especially when it comes into the March through May energy. But right now, have fun in birth, you as the partner, and you're, again, clearing out. When I see things happen on the left side of the body, when I'm reading a time thing, it's clearing out things from the past, and that you're literally learning to open up your heart wider, where before I'm seeing these defense mechanisms that came into protection from feeling vulnerable, and now you're backing yourself up energetically and feeling the support so you don't have to feel that vulnerable energy. And, again, you're putting your energy and attention more into the relationship department, which literally creates more of a magnetic pull to pull in the relationship. And there's a part of you, Maureen, that you've been waiting for what I call the divine complement versus the you complete me relationships. And that those forms have really started coming in energetically over the last couple of years. And so, in a way, you were saying, consciously or unconsciously, is I don't want the you complete me relationship where the bottom foundation is that we're not complete without the other person. It's like when people say, where's my other half, my better half, that kind of thing. And there's, in a way, we all came from that. That's part of the human experience. But when we are stepping out from those past patterns and literally energetic program that's written in all of our energy fields and really to get into that divine complement means we know we're whole and complete without a partnership, and a partnership doesn't define us, but we're looking for those people that complement us, that really enhance our life instead of complete our life, and that literally allows those kind of people that are coming in. So in a way, you were waiting for the complementary, you could call grids are coming down, and that they have been activated, you could say, those portals, those doorways of that complement relationship, and that and I've seen more guys than more than ever in the last year and a half wanting to go to that complementary level, and it's really beautiful to see. So there's been a major shift energetically in defining relationships, and so think of it that there, again, the next 3 days, 3 weeks, and through the month of March through May in particular, you are preparing yourself already for stepping into that complement relationship. Through the next 3 weeks, heal, clear, get right into your heart chakra, walk around the left side of your heart chakra, and especially deal with your 12 to 16, 15-year-old child, because she looks energetically anorexic and looking for healing, and that's going to be able to really open up for the partnership energy, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Internationally known, profound intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Terry has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. So you can dial 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those, Benny?
Yeah, let's head back to them. And just want to remind all of our callers, well, we want to limit your questions to one and as best detailed as we can. We have a lot of phone calls and lots of callers that want to get in, so we'd like to best address them as quickly as possible. So Barbara from Edmonds is calling now, and she had a question about her health. And Barbara, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Hi, Carrie. I had a breast biopsy done last Thursday, mm-hmm. and I still haven't heard. They said it could take up to 4 business days, mm-hmm. and every day I find myself getting more scared.
Right, right. Is this not your first biopsy?
No, it's my second biopsy.
All right, that's what I was getting. And your first one was, it came back fine and da-da-da?
Yeah, it was 5 years ago. It was in the same area, and this time they biopsied 2 areas.
Yeah. And with the first one, did they say that something along the lines of that it looked like old scar tissue or something along those lines? This is it. Think about it later, because what I'm getting, Barbara, is that especially because it's the same area, I've had, I'm seeing my cousin, and she had an injury to deep within her breast tissue that she stepped on a rake, and it went in, and it knocked her out. She went to the hospital, and it just formed this little lump that took years for it to work itself out, and ever since then, every once in a while, she has to she goes through where they look and they think there's something and they want a biopsy, and then it ends up being like this old scar tissue, and they finally kind of figured it out. So I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same kind of energy with you. So when I see that, that just means the same message for you. And I would make sure that they kind of note it, that it's in the same area, you know what I mean? And that, again, if you look back in your history, there could be something that you remember that was a hit to the breast that could seem very insignificant, but it was deep. And she didn't even have a big bruise to it. It was just a tiny, tiny little dot. And but was important when she started talking to this one doctor is that she said it could take years for that kind of thing to surface. And so I would not worry about it. Put your energy into it. And I know it's easier said than done. And actually, is there not a lot of breast cancer in your family?
An aunt.
Okay, all right. But was it a weird kind of cancer that she had or that she was older and it's not?
She was older.
Yeah, exactly. And there's something along that even the cancer that she had is not like the kind of cancer where young girls go and get their test and that they're getting mastectomies at 20 years old. So it was almost like a funky thing that could even had to do with her endocrine system and something along those lines. So that is a huge indicator or another confirmation of it's good that you went and got the biopsy for your own set, mind. And I would, again, make notes that they are doing the same place so they could just know it in the charts. Because now whenever my cousin goes, they have a big note. And so they'll notice it, but they don't immediately go to where they have to do biopsies and all that kind of thing. So breathe, but I'm also seeing that you really need to take in a lot more water and turn your diet a lot more alkaline, and that's just for everything around you. It's like really getting the acid out of your life, and that means acidic relationships and of all forms, and to really take in a lot more alkaline and water. Okay, water is our the biggest clearer. Most people are so dehydrated, and I've noticed since 2012 that people have to drink more water. I'm a really good water drinker, and I noticed myself that I'm drinking anywhere from 4 to 5 liters of water a day. And
wow.
It's just like our body is going through a thing, and I'm not running to the bathroom every 2 seconds. And my guides showed me it looked like the water's turning into almost like this steam, like it's getting burned off or something. And I just noticed with the energies that are coming down right now, the hydration is so key and important. And again, a lot of times when I say it to clients, they're like, I can't run to the bathroom every 2 seconds. But it's like hydration is key, and they're finding more and more about it within root of disease. You know, so it doesn't, if we don't take enough water, it doesn't allow us to detox and all the other stuff. So I got that strong message for you, and it's good that you took the steps again. And I'm also encouraging you to really get into, when I look into the whole chest, lung, breast area, there's a lot of energetic scarring around your emotional body, that it's a great time to do some real healing with that. It literally do an infinity eights over that area. It increases the communication between the left side and the right side, and it could literally change that the area from coming up. So learn to breathe. Okay?
Okay.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Yep, you're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks very much for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And Barbara, yes, thanks again for calling in from Edmonds. And let's go off to Julie from Seattle. She has a question about her marriage. She, I think, stressing out a little bit. Maybe we can let that, we'll push it aside a little bit. So, Julie, welcome to the show. What's up?
Thank you for taking my call. Well, I've been unemployed for 3 years. I've gone through my own little bit of cancer. To the previous caller, if it was cancer, she'd probably hear the very next day. So no news is good news.
Yeah, that's
good. Because they called me within hours after my test. But anyway, so I don't know if I'm stressing out over my job or my husband, but my husband is, like, getting on my nerves, and I'm just wondering if my marriage is in trouble or if it's just stress in general.
Okay. What a lot of people are doing this, Julie, it's like there's a part of you that you're looking like you're going into your own, think of it, symbolic dressing room, and that you're looking to put in like these timeout kind of signs, which means that it's a time for rejuvenation. It's almost like you're putting this cocoon around you, and when you're putting the cocoon around you, it's clearing out anything that is heavy, old, toxic, and that means literally feng shui, physically, mentally, emotionally. Go through your house, go through your rooms, get rid of old clothes, anything that does not feel alive, and even those things that you could love and it served you, it could be time to pass those things along, because I'm watching too much energetic clutter around you, which then makes you feel very, very foggy. And as I said earlier, before, I see 90% of the world right now has this energetic fog around, especially their emotional body, and so that will help you feel a lot better. And when I see your husband in his own dressing room, it's like you have an opportunity to do what I say is going up to what the fifth elevator is, which means clearer, cleaner, and in that he's hovering on elevator 3, 4. And so as the more you get into this, ground yourself in that higher vibration, the more it gives him like the keys to be able to go up to that elevator, and we can't make anybody go up to that. And the elevator is literally raising our vibration, right? And so, and there's also, when I'm looking at the energy, at times, not only with your husband, wherever, in any time, you've lowered your frequency for somebody else or a situation or whatever, now there's a time of just saying that I can't lower my frequency for anybody, and that this is all about radiating our frequency out, because that frequency is literally our piece of being the God source creator energy. It's being the angel having the human experience, and it's a code within our physical body, and the more we tap into it and radiate it out through our physical body, through the energy fields, then things clear out, and it literally that's how you manifest, is by having feeling, seeing, sensing it from the inside of you, and then your outside circumstances change. So think of the last 3 to 4 years in particular has been a major, they could call it in a shamanism, soul retrieval time, where you're going through this process of doing deep cellular healing, and now you're looking at new life, metamorphosis, rebirthing. And when we go through this process, many people can feel like mini deaths, or that their programming could be, there has to be some sort of death through this. And that also could be death of a relationship, that kind of deal. But right now I see energetically that It's I'm not watching you or seeing you going to the divorce court. Immediately, it has more to do with that he could be getting on your nerves because you're picking up on his, like, the staticky kind of energy that he's carrying, and that's why you want to have yourself in your own, again, symbolic dressing room. So that bottom line means learning to connect with nature more, meditate more, connect and get into a really good energetic exercise will literally consolidate your energy, act like a shield for anything or anybody that feels like the energy is going down. And if indeed that it comes into especially June and July that your husband is at a certain period where he's saying, I'm not growing anymore, then it's like the fabric of the foundation of the relationship could have a crack, and then it's going to be much more crystal clear than it is right now. It's like both of you are being invited to go through this metamorphosis thing. So the best thing you could do, again, is work on yourself, clear things up. And I keep on hearing feng shui as far as literally clear out your physical dwellings, everything around you. And as you do that, it gives him, I'm not seeing him resistant to it, where some guys, when I read their energy field, they get these cement shoes on and cement blocks, and sometimes they even give me the finger and flip me off like saying, nope, there's no way, I'm staying in this rigid patterns, this is the way I am right now, and nobody can make me change. And so when I see that, then there is a part where the relationship could cause a crack. But I'm not watching that within you guys right now. It's more of an invitation to change where you may take the lead. It's like opening up this pathway in this doorway, but he's going to have to take the step to go through that doorway. And but the more you do it, the more you're literally opening up this space where it's like adding light to that doorway so people see through it, feel through it, and then that also allows opportunities. This is a golden doorway, meaning golden opportunities for job, career, health, all of that. And so you're standing in the doorway right now, and now it's an urgent emergence to step through it. And many people stay in that doorway because they have unconscious fear about it. And so now there's a real push for you to step through that doorway because it's literally leaving stuff in the past behind and being allowed new beginnings. And so, again, I wouldn't be looking at the husband right now. It's more of a you going through a metamorphosis period right now. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome. And I heard my cue, so we're going to go to a break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a short few.
Get your glow on at the 24th Annual Northwest Women's Show, March 2nd through the 4th at the CenturyLink Event Center in Seattle. Don't miss 3 days of live broadcasting with Dr. Pat and some of her amazing guests. Stop by the booth and meet with Dr. Pat. And don't miss the Spirited Awakening Fair with Dr. Pat and friends Sunday, March 4th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Can't make it to Seattle? Catch our broadcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All right, everybody. We'll see you there.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Wouldn't it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
O'Connor Show, and we have open phone lines and to the top of the hour. So, Benny, why don't we go to this phone call?
Sounds like a plan. Let's do it. Let's take Bryn. He's calling in from the East Coast, and that's our good friend Bryn, of course. He's checking back in. He's got something else in the works, so to speak. Let's ask him for real. Bryn, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, Benny. Thank you. Hi, Carrie. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Benny. Hi, Bryn, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, too. Thanks.
Okay, not too bad. I have artwork that I've had with me for a while, and I want to see where I'm going with it. I'm still painting, and I'm planning to like put it out to like in greeting card form, and maybe a gallery or two. I just want to see what the development of that is.
I see that as good. You know, what I also saw, Bryn, is that besides greeting cards, I just saw a client of mine that's from North Carolina who lost her son that. It's a poetry where they have these books of poems. So I would do the greeting card, but also expand out where people could, again, have a book of their poems where they're looking for that perfect cover, you know? And so I'm just watching you expand. So the big, greatest place.
You mean like putting a cover for a book of poetry or something?
Yeah, yeah. Or just even take it. She just popped in my head very, really quick because she's taking a picture that it was a rainbow class that she found in the sky, and she's having it be the cover of her. So think of people that are that have books, and I'm even seeing short books like manuals, but they're looking for that perfect picture. You know what I mean? And so I would have it out there of a visual arts, visual aids for anybody that's looking for, again, like a cover or that kind of deal. And I think the way I see it, when I ever see the fingers do the walking sign again, that you could literally find a website or that offers that. So for people that are doing the writing and that they're looking again for that kind of thing. And I also got into oracle cards, where a lot of people have the words as far as what they want to do as far as the oracle, but they don't have the art. So I would expand beyond the greeting cards, go in the greeting cards direction, but also go beyond it. And that would be a wonderful thing for you to do. It opens up all these different doorways. And you're connecting
I see.
Your...
And,
got it? Go ahead.
Oh, I feel would I make any kind of financial from it pretty okay? Or I mean,
yeah,
no, it wouldn't
I see
be a main
going
thing,
back
but...
as far as with it, with the greeting cards or with the artwork, they
just
have it where
all,
you want.
Like,
Yeah, if you want the artwork or you want to see what the, it's like a great advertising thing is what the bottom line comes. Or in the back they say further artwork by da da da. You know what I mean? So, and I know Doreen Virtue when she does her oracle cards from angel cards to mermaid cards to fairy cards, she throws it out to the artist community and then they give her work and that she goes through the work that she resonates with it and their pay is advertising and she puts their work out into the world and she puts the back part of it. You know what I mean? She does the what the oracle means or what the fairy means. And so I would absolutely see, because I keep on seeing like the Doreen Virtue example and or that client example where people could be making a product that the artwork would be a complementary to it and part of it is the Doreen Virtue in particular, the payment is advertising, and she is world-renowned owned, so people could order a bigger picture of the card, so people could order it 8x12 and whatever. So the advertising alone is worth it. And other times, it's literally a money exchange, where I know my friend that's a well-known, world-renowned artist paid for the cover of his book, and he paid a very good sum of money for the cover of his book. So it's expanding beyond the greeting cards as the major message. And, again, thinking that people have paid for rights for a cover up to $40,000, like even higher. So so go bigger, think bigger, and expand beyond the greeting cards. And it is a way
for
money to
come back. All right, thank you so much.
Okay? You're welcome. You have a great day, Bryn. Cool. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah, Bryn, thanks for calling in. Leaves another line. Well, actually, you know what? I don't think we have any more time for any more new callers coming in, but we do have a couple on hold there, Carrie, so let's go ahead and quickly run off to them. We have Sky now calling in from Seattle, moving into a new career direction, looking for some new finances if it's available. So, Sky, welcome to the show, and what's exactly going on?
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call. I'm moving out of being a contractor for almost 20 years, and I'm moving in a couple new directions, and my goal out of all of this is that I find employment that has me thrive,
because
I don't really think I've created that for myself before.
Right. And,
you know, a little words on, you know, where should I be putting my feet, you know?
Mm-hmm. Are you looking in two different places right now? Because when I, Sky, look at your feet are doing a 45-degree angle turn. And when I see that, that means the person's going from their back, going for the history. So it's a great time to review your history as far as those things that make you passionate, excited, because you've got a lot of yellow in your energy field. And so yellow people are contractors. They're artists. They're anywhere from athletic people to accountants to Indian chiefs to, you know, to, again, a singer in a band or whatever. And so you're stepping into that yellow, and that yellow is also passion and excitement. So reviewing your history as far as even when you were little of something that makes you excited, and especially those things that you could have thought, I'd love to do this, but how would I ever make money on it, you know, and and bring it out in where it could have been literally been a timing thing where before it was not the right time and now it's an appropriate time, because that's the foot going on 45 degree left. That's like the right, that's creating the future. And what energetically, especially over from now to, let's say, June and July, you're energetically putting your feet together and learning to walk forward. So that means to me it's a germination period, gathering the information. And, again, I'm not seeing you clear the energetic mental fog where go back and to ask you what feels light for you is right for you, and it can be that simple. What makes you excited? What makes you happy? What makes you good? What gives you joy? And it can bridge over to making money. And you're stepping into like this place of even activating people as far as you are contracted for a builder, but now it's more like an energetic builder bridger and using those past connections. So, and that you're in this rich field where it looks like miracle grows coming underneath your feet. And so that's my symbol of now is the time. There's a divine timing, cosmic timing, karmic timing, and there's all these bridges all around you. So pay attention to synchronistic things coming in, people coming in to make connections. Those bridger time is literally where people come out of the woodwork. You could be at a coffee shop and you're having a conversation with somebody, and it's a connection, right? And
yeah.
And especially when your head wants to get into the who's, what's, why's, where's, and especially how can I make money, sometimes there's a literally unfolding period where it starts filling itself in. I always think of Walt Disney, where here he was seeing these characters characters of mice and this and that, but he had a dream, and he didn't listen to anybody. That was his dream, that was his passion, and that's what he stuck with, and then it bridged over to look at, you know, Walt Disney and all the characters and all that. So I'm seeing you in that same kind of period as far as going past any kind of thing in the past that that could be, again, a timing thing, or and this is like where you're stepped into it. And are you literally looking in something like motivational, working with men in particular, of going into it's like a more of an energetic bridger or builder versus a physical contract builder?
Well, yeah, I'm a game designer. That's my hobby.
There we go.
Board games. And it's kind of a, you know, I've spent, you know, all this time doing something that I was good at, but, you know, mm-hmm. didn't really light me up, you know. And so now I'm looking at ways to either do that with computers or do that with board games.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And this is literally a timing period. So, again, you're going back to your history. I keep on seeing, again, Walt Disney's energy. So I'd even call him the Walt Disney guide or the creator beings that's connected to Walt Disney, because I see his energy coming in. It could be literally part of his soul group. And this is where it's perfect timing to put in the you're bridging. It looks like a blueprint. You're taking it and making it, putting your signature on it. And so it feels more alive. It feels like going into fifth dimension. I mean, high definition, like really beyond 3D. It's like 4D definition. And that's you're bridging and bringing the energy. And people are connected to that now. So it's like I'm watching these figures that look like they're very much alive. So, and there seems to be a lesson with it. There's like a teaching that goes beyond the games. You know what I mean? It's like a energy. Everything is energy. Everything is a code. You can listen to music that makes us all emotional and it literally opens up our lower chakras, or you can listen to something that opens up the heart. So you're bringing in the gaming thing, an energy that ignites passion, excitement, and it brings in good energy to it that is healthy and, again, green versus the energy where some games can get people trapped in, I see these metal grids going around their heads. So on this energetic level, you're bringing a different energy into the gaming world. Okay? All right.
Okay,
oop, I just
so
heard
much.
My thing. So, Sky, we have to go, and I want to thank everybody for listening today. And again, if you didn't get in, I'm on for News for the Soul later on at 4 o'clock today. And may you align with the divine.
Get your glow on at the 24th Annual Northwest Women's Show, March 2nd through the 4th at the CenturyLink Event Center in Seattle. Don't miss 3 days of live broadcasting with Dr. Pat and some of her amazing guests. Stop by the booth and meet with Dr. Pat. And don't miss the Spirited Awakening Fair with Dr. Pat and friends Sunday, March 4th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Can't make it to Seattle? Catch our broadcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All right, everybody. We'll see you there.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation, transformation.